Talking now with Levi Clifton, of course, with the Field of Teams group. Levi, since last we talked to you, I know you've been very busy. You've had lots of volunteers. Give me kind of an update where you stand at this point.
Well, right now we have counted right at 1,000 volunteers since June 7th, and we have walked over 2,600 acres of cleaning wheat fields.
And along the way, you found just all kinds of debris from this May 31st tornado, right?
Well, we have found everything from naturally things that you build houses with, insulation, wood, shingles. But we've also found an iPhone. We found a little fish. I think it was a fish from a tank. And shoes and bumpers and just everything. Cars to cosmetics. It's crazy.
And as you've worked with folks, they've literally been from what? A dozen, two dozen states?
Kansas, Missouri, Maryland, New York, Canada, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma. Let's see. That's just the ones off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Canada is the farthest right now.
Well, so as people have come in and they've seen the destruction and they've kind of actually gotten involved with Oklahoma agriculture just a little bit, what's been the reaction?
Well, like today we went to a place and they said, so the tornado, did they put all this debris in piles? I'm like, no, we piled all the debris up from all the houses. They don't realize. And then when they see all the wheat laid down, for instance, so is the wheat supposed to lay down? No, it's not. It's supposed to stand up. And, you know, once they start walking through it, they don't realize how hard it is. They think it's just this, oh, look how pretty it is over there. But when they start walking it and they go, man, there's all kinds of stuff in here. And that's, I think, what wakes them up mm-hmm. about all the trash and what they have to do. And they really say, we need to pick this up for these guys, you know, the farmers.
So tell me what's really out there still to be done?
My estimation of the farms, I have about five more farms that right now is almost about 1,200 acres we still need to walk. A lot of them, of course, are, quote, damaged out, but we can't do anything, whether you burn them or damage them out. They still have to be walked. Mm-hmm. And so the farmers have been real patient. They're doing their good wheat first, and then they know that we're going to get out to the parts that are not as good and walk that as soon as we can so that they can at least go take care of it.
There's a couple of cases. I know you've done some stuff other than wheat, some alfalfa especially.
Yeah, we did some canola. Canola was, oh, my goodness, that is hard stuff to walk in. But the people came, and they just went right through it. It's like walking through canes with spider webs. It is hard, but then everybody, even adults, go, so this is canola? And right there, it's like aha moment. And man, that makes a big difference. If we can teach people about agriculture, that they forget when they sit at the table or they drink or eat or anything, they remember the wheat fields and stuff.
Now, we talked about when we first, that first weekend that you're really kicking off and really getting going and everything, that this was really about the first time that there's been some sort of an organized effort from what you've been able to find out, anywhere in the country, really.
We have never, and I've asked everybody from all of our disaster relief organizations, and nobody, excuse me, nobody had anything that was specified for farming, for the farmer, for the wheat fields, canola, alfalfa, nothing. They just said, well, we'll help you clean something, but when it came to the fields, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. So to me, this is a big historic thing that just, I don't understand why it's historic, because to me, it's common sense. We need the fields clean in order to harvest, but it was something that really mushroomed, and I think we kind of started something.
So you've got, what, a couple more weeks, obviously, of some walking for sure.
Right. We have more walking right now to do in the fields, but we also, like today, we did one of our first pastures. They have horses, and all the glass and wood, we can't put the horses back on it. Yesterday, we had a pipeline team that happened to be off a few days, and they came out and did two farmers' fences within 8 hours. They had that quarter-mile fence done of both places. And boy, the farmers were like, this is great. That just, they were going to wait till the wintertime and keep their cows somewhere else, mm-hmm. but that's a part of it too. The farming relief is a part of the fencing, pastures, and that the tornadoes have destroyed.
Okay. Volunteer coordinator for Field of Teams, that is Levi Clifton. She lives in the Colgar community and doing a wonderful job for farmers there in Canadian County, hit hard by the EF5 tornado of May 31st, 2013. As she mentioned, still some acres to be walked. And if you would like to help, the number to call, 405-321-2000. 401-1626. 405-301-1626. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.